We're up to the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Hayu ba mumim ve'odav ve'shaviha ha'av tzarech lahavi raya shemishnis arsa hayu shemishnis arsa hayu mishnis arsa. The husband made a t'nai that he's not marrying her if she has mumim, and then we find mumim after the erusin and she's still in her father's house. So then the father has to bring a raya that these mumim were not there before the erusin, and they came only after, and therefore she's what's it called, she's married. The nistafcha, so there was his bad luck. She got mumim after she was nisgadish. If she already is in the Rishus HaBaal, and then we find she has mumim, we don't know when they came, before the erusin or after. HaBaal tzarech lahavi raya. Sha'ad shelo nisar, so hayu ba mumim ilu. He has to bring a raya if he doesn't want to give her a ksuba. He has to bring a raya that the mumim were there before the erusin. V'hayu mikol mekach tolos. And therefore the whole thing was a mekach tolos, and she's not married, and she has not to give her a ksuba. Divra Meir, that's what Meir says. If the mumim were found the base of Iha, then it's on the father's. He has to bring the raya. If he can't bring the raya, then she, what's it called, loses her ksuba. And if the mumim were found the base baila, then he has to bring a raya. And if he can't bring a raya, he has to give her a ksuba. The chachamim omrim b'medvorim amurim b'mumim shebeseser. Chachamim say this is only by mumim shebeseser, which we could say that he didn't know about, and they were there from beginning. But this movement should be gali, he has no taina. He saw it, and he, what's it called, and accepted it. And if there's a bathhouse in that city, af movement should be safer in yochalito. Even movement should be safer, he can't taina, he didn't know about it. He can have her, what's it called, bikrovosa, his relatives, women relatives, check her out in the bathhouse. So therefore we assume that that's what he did, and he knows about these mumim, and he can't tie her that if I would have known she had mumim, I never would have married her, and she loses her ksuba, we'd say you knew about the mumim, and still you married her. Rashi. Ha'av tzarech lahavi raya, involved in tvoa ksuba, min ha'erusin. He wants a ksuba. He's going to divorce her anyway, she has these mumim. Now, shall I have to give her a ksuba or not? So, if what's it called, the father, Toveya, my daughter deserves a ksuba, because these mumim only came after the erusin, so she's married, and it's your tough luck, now she grew mumim. It's obviously mumim that could come later, if she's missing an arm or a leg, right? No, that she's, what's it called, she was born with something, it obviously didn't come later, right? And therefore he obviously knew about it. But in any case, we're talking about mumim that could have come later. Okay. Mizesh Mayin Lakach. So this guy doesn't want to marry her because he says she has mumim. And he tined as the mumim were there before and he was fooled. And the father tined as, no, the mumim weren't there before. It was a good kedushin. You over ksuba. The mumim came after you made erusin. Nichnas Olashus HaBaal Nises. V'hu Ba'la Hotziya B'lo Ksuba. Al mumim Shabbat. Right now she's a nesua, she's in the rishus of the husband, and he wants to divorce her because of the mumim, and he claims that the mumim were there from the beginning, and he was fooled. He doesn't want to give her a ksuba. Then HaBaal tzarech lahavi, in that case he has to bring the raya, edim. The kulam farshim gemara, I'll explain why, who has to bring the raya, when, or whatever. Medvarim amurim, shabal yochel litan al mumim. The chacham say, when can the husband bichlal taina that he married her and she had mumim and he didn't know about it, and therefore it's a mekach tolos? Only what's it called by mumim shebegalu, by mumim shebeseser. Of a mumim shebegalu, we assume that he saw them. En yochalit on the yodav and espayis, he saw them and he married her anyway. That means that he forgot about his kpeda on the mumim. Right, Gemara. Time of the maisiha of raya. In the case where she's still in the father's rishus, and then the mumim showed up, okay, after the erusin, but what's it called? We're not sure. Were they there before the erusin, and therefore it's a mekach tolos, or did they come after the erusin, and therefore it's a good marriage? So the father has to bring a raya. Holo Maisi Havraya. What if he can't bring a raya that they weren't there before? Then Habal Mehemin. Then the husband is believed. Mani Rabbi Yeshua. This goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Omer Lomi Pia Anuchai. It was the case of Rabbi Yeshua and we'll see Rabbi Gamliel, Rashi. Habal Mehemin. The Omer Hoyel the Sofiku. In Hitaso V'im Lav. Hamid Momen Al Cheskoso. We say that what's it called? Hamotzi Mecharevel. All right. You want me to give you a ksuba. I am holding the money of the ksuba. You want me to give you a ksuba. Prove that it was a marriage. That you didn't have the movement before. It's a mekach tos. It's suffix. And therefore, a motzi mechaver of arai. Who holds like that? Even though there's a cheskas haguf opposite that. Right? She was born without movement. That we know. Okay? Like it was a movement that was from birth. It doesn't apply. But she was born without these movements. These movements are something that came later. So now we have to know, when did the mum come? So we say, put her on her chazaka. She has a cheskas haguf, a goof without movement. So they probably came the latest possible time. So therefore, why should we assume they came before the erusin? Mustama, they came at the latest possible time after the erusin. So that's called cheskas haguf. So we see when there's a conflict between a cheskas haguf and a cheskas mamon, we go after the cheskas mamon. The Cheskas Haguf would tell me that she is married and does deserve a ksuba. The Cheskas Mamon tells me that she doesn't get a ksuba. So that wins out. The Cheskas Mamon wins over the Cheskas Haguf. Who holds like that? Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Mani Rabbi Yeshua, the Omer of Perakama, he Omeris Mashir Astani Nenasti. She claims that I was Nenas. She's not a Basula. He finds out she's not a Basula. She claims it's true, I'm not a Basula. But I became not a basula after the erusin. Somebody raped me after the erusin. V'hu omer ad shelo erastich. And he says no. It was before the erusin. And therefore, what's it called? I don't owe you a ksuba of a basula. You weren't a basula when I married you. So the Rabbi Yeshua says lo mi pio anuchayim. We have no reason to believe her necessarily. It's not a case of pesha os or pesha hitter, right? The ma'isa he claims that she's not a basula. So we don't only have her admission that she's not a basula, right? He already claims it. Shetehene menes el hamid momen al cheskoso. Rabbi Yeshua says that hamotzi mechaver araya. You want the ksuba of a basula? Prove that you're a basula when I married you. You can't do that. So hamotzi mechaver of araya. The lo azlinim basar chazaka de gufa. But here's also a chazaka of her guf that she was born a basula. So now we're not sure when that status changed. So put her on a chazaka didn't change till after the erusin. Why assume that it changed before the erusin? Lomar hoyel the sofik biodenu al shas erusin mahi hamid haguf al cheskoso shall call them lechem. Her inolda besula. V'achanami lo amrin hamid haguf al cheskoso below mumin nolda. Just like a similar over here, there we would put her on a chazaka that she was a besula till the last minute, because we know she was a besula when she was born. We don't know when that status changed. We know she was born without these movement. Question is, did they come before the erusin or after? Put her on her chazaka that they came after the erusin, not before. Because leave her body the way that it was till the latest possible time. So this goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Gamliel argues over there and says that we believe her. Because the cheskas haguf is stronger than the cheskas mama. So if over here you would say that, then we say the same thing over here. The chazaka that she didn't have mumin is stronger than the cheskas mamon, and she would get her ksuba. So this goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Where it says, Eima Seifa, Nichnas L'Rishu Sabal, if she already was in the Rishu Sabal, he already made Nisuin, and then we found the mumin, and now we're still not sure when it happened. Maybe these mumin were already there from before the erusin, right? We just discovered them now, but they could have been there before. So if she's nichnas l'shus habal, habal tzorich lahavi raya. Time of the ma'isi habal raya. Holo ma'isi habal raya ha'av mehemet. Mashma, that if the father wouldn't bring a raya, then the husband's believed, and what's it called? And she loses her, what's it called? Ha'av mehemet. The father's believed, and she gets her ksuba. Why? Well, because we say l'chora, even though it's a sofik mamam, same sofik, but hamid gufal cheskosa. Right, put her goof on the chazaka that she didn't have mumin, and therefore the mumin probably came after the erusin, not before. So here, esam l'Rav Gamliel, that's what goes according to Rav Gamliel, that cheskas haguf is stronger than a cheskas mamon. The omer nemenes, omer Rebbe Lazar tavra, mishe shana zulav shana zul enchanami. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wasn't sure who the halacha was like, so he said the Reisha like Rabbi Yeshua and the Sefer like Rabbi Gamliel. And Echonami, but the Reisha and Sefer can't go together. They're mamish two different mandi amrim who argue. Rashi. Esen l'Rabbi Gamliel de Omer Hasam hine menes de cheskes de gufa difa tavra kasha Reisha Sefer. What's it called? A mashver. We have a ratio and sefer that are, what's it called? Tavra. Tavra means, so, Misha, Shonazul. So he said, Echonami. Ratio of a Rabbi Yeshua, who adin le nichnas al Rishus Abau, and the ratio would hold, even if she was nichnas al Rishus Abau, would be the same halacha. It's not only when she's in the Rishus of the father that he has to bring the raya. Even if she would be in the Rishus of the husband, the father would have to bring the raya. Because without any rayas, the cheskes mammon wins out. The Sefer the Ram Gamliel, who adin la odu beisadia, and the Sefer would apply even if she was still in the father's house. But it goes according to Ram Gamliel that the Cheskes Haguf wins out over the Cheskes Mamon. So really, there's absolutely no difference whether she was in the father's Rishus or the husband's Rishus. It's just that in the first case, the Chiddush is even if she's in the only if she's in the what's it called even if she's in the father's Rishus. The father has to bring a raya. If he doesn't bring a raya, the husband's believed. But even if she would be in the husband's rishus, the father would have to bring a raya. And if he doesn't bring a raya, the husband would believe. And the sefer goes according to Gamliel that if she's in the husband's rishus, right, there the husband has to bring a raya. But even if she would be in the father's rishus, the husband would have to bring a raya. There's really no reason to make a difference where she is. The same shaila applies. Do we put her on the cheskes haguf that the mumim didn't come till after the erusin, or do we go after the cheskes mamon that since it's a suffix, hamotzi mechaver avarai? Okay. Omar Rava. Rava says what seems to be just an observation in Rabbi Yeshua, which doesn't really have to belong here, but the Rishonim explain that Rav is setting up what he's going to say later on, based on what he's saying here. Omar Rav, lo tamer Rav Yeshua lo azu boser chazaka de guf klau. Don't say that Rav Yeshua ignores the cheskes aguf completely, and that's why he says amotzi mecher varaya. There's a cheskes mamon that tells me that the mumim were before the erusin. There's a cheskes aguf that says the mumim were after the erusin. And Rabbi Yeshua says we go after the Cheskes Mamon, not because he doesn't hold of the Cheskes Haguf, but only because the Cheskes Mamon is stronger. What's a nafkamina? What would be the case where there is no Cheskes Mamon and there's only a Cheskes Haguf? Does Rabbi Yeshua go after the Cheskes Haguf? Right? Or no? The cloud doesn't hold of such a thing as a Chazaka de Gufa. Just because she was born without Mumin doesn't mean that she got the mumim the latest possible time. That chazaka, since it's something that changed anyway, we don't put on a chazaka. So the Rava says no. It's not that Rabbi Yeshua ignores the cheskes aguf completely. He also holds as a cheskes aguf. He just holds that the cheskes mamon is stronger. Therefore, if we find a case where there is no cheskes mamon to counteract the cheskes aguf, even Rabbi Yeshua would say we go after the cheskes aguf. Right? How do you know that? Lo azu baser chazaka, ela ki lo azu Rabbi Yeshua baser chazaka de gufa hecha de ikah chazaka de mamona. Aval hecha de leka chazaka de mamona azu Rabbi Yeshua baser chazaka de gufa. Even Rabbi Yeshua holds that there is such a thing as cheskes aguf. It's just where it comes in conflict with cheskes mamon. The cheskes mamon is stronger. How do you know? D'tanya, in Baharis kodem l'seir love and tumit. Right, one of the simonim of tuma, what's it called, is a seir loven. Right, godlba, right, tzomachba, that the white hair came into the baharis. So since it says that it came into the baharis, the white hair is only a simon tuma if it came after the baharis was there. But if the white hair was there before and the baharis came after the white hair, then it's not a simon tuma. Okay, so in baharis kodem l'seir lavan tame. If the Baharis was there and the Seir Lovan came after, then Tomit. Im Seir Lovan Kolam Baharis, if the white hair was there before there was a Baharis, and the Baharis came afterwards, then Tar. Suffolk, what happens if you don't know? You see a white hair in a Baharis, you don't know if it came before the Baharis and it's Tar, or after the Baharis and it's Tomit. Right? Suffolk Tomit. So Suffolk is Tomit. We're Machmir and we say they probably came after and it's Tomit. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Keher. Keya means it's, what's it called? According to this pshat, Keya means it's like a baharis that became less intense. Right?
Faint.
What?
Faded. Faint.
What? Faint?
Faded or faded.
Faded, okay, yeah, okay. It means if it's less intense than it was. My Keya, if a nega became less intense, right, it fades, the color fades, that's a good word, okay, it becomes less strong, white, or whatever, many times that's a simen of Tahara. So Keya, here, it's tar. My Keya, Amarava Keya tar. It's a way to say that the nega is tar. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that even though it's a suffix, why we put the person on a chazaka? Because they didn't have any, what's it called, baharis, to begin with. So we'll assume that the baharis came at the latest time. And therefore, what's it called, that a person was tahar, his body was tahar, so we'll assume they remained tahar till the last time. And therefore, what's it called, the baharis probably came after the Seir Lavan. Okay, Rashi. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua goes after the Cheskas HaGuf, where there's nothing to counteract it. Lo tema Rabbi Yeshua Azu Basar Chazaka Diguf HaKlau Afil B'Makom She'in Cheskas Mama. Don't say that Rabbi Yeshua ignores the Cheskas HaGuf completely, even when there's nothing counteracting it like a Cheskas Mama. No menes neg de lachisha. Hecha dika chazaka de mama menes neg de kihacha. He only holds that the Cheskas HaGuf isn't as strong as a Cheskas Mama. But if there wouldn't be a Cheskas Mammon against the Cheskas HaGuf, he'd go after the Cheskas HaGuf. Tamei to Hachik Siv Kross, Seir Lovan Ba Baharis. The Seir Lovan has to grow in a Baharis. Not it has to be there and then the Baharis comes, then it's Tar. Rabbi Shomer Keha came before his Rabbah, Keha Tar. Harihu Keha HaNega Mimariso. It's just as if the Nega got less intense, faded. Shehu Tar, that kind of case, that's usually a Simon of Tahara, that the neg is going away. Umishem Rav Moshe Darshan Shomati Rav Yeshua Kiha with a kuf, right? My Kiha Omar Rabba Kiha V'tir Kolomar Kiha V'dover V'nechlek Alei V'tir, like Hakei Hashinov, right? Ka'avim Shenikhu Shinov Al Odom She'en Mashgiach L'dvorav. A guy who grinds his teeth, Hakei Hashinov, right? Grind his teeth by the Haggadah. So a guy who comes against somebody else, he grinds his teeth, you know, gnashes his teeth against the other guy. So that's what he said. Rabbi Yeshua, Kiya, he gnashed his teeth and he argued and said he's tar. V'chein motzasi b'toras chvanim, Rabbi Yeshua, Kiya, tir, al mahamin ha-guf ha-cheskos, ovalo t'tamenu misofi. Put the goof on the, and it's, till now the Bible's tar. So I assume that he remained tar till the last minute, and the Daharis didn't grow till after the Seir Lovan. Okay, let's go on. A little bit more. Omar Rava. Now Rava says a new thing. And many of you shall say what Rava's saying now, what's it called, depends on what he said before. That Rabbi Yeshua goes after a Cheskas HaGuf where there is no Cheskas moment. Rava Omar, Reisha Kan Nimtzu V'Kan Hayu, Seifa Nomi Kan Nimtzu V'Kan Hayu. The whole thing goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. And there is a difference between whether she's in the Rishus of the father or the Rishus of the husband. There's another kind of chazaka that we have. Kan nimtzu kan hayu. Probably it's when you found it. If you found it in the reshus of the father, then probably it happened before the erusin. If you only found the mumim and discovered them in the reshus of the husband, then we assume that that's when they came, after the erusin. Eish li'abai. Let's see Rashi first. Rava Omar Reisha Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu. Rava Mahadir La Okmi Kula Karam Gamliel. The whole thing goes like Ram Gamliel. Not like Rabbi Shua. The Okminan Hilchusukava, Seva Perakama. Because the halacha is like Ram Gamliel. La Olam Cheskas the Duf Gufa Adif. And according to Ram Gamliel, the chazaka of the goof is stronger than the Cheskas Mama. And normally we'd say that she didn't become a Balmum until after the Erison, the latest possible time. For Reisha, so why in the Reisha does the father have to bring a Raya? Mishum dekivan de bebeis avia nimtzu amumim. Since we found the mumim already in her father's home, isra cheskos seida'av. Then the chazaka haguf is weakened, because it seems that if they were in the reshus of the father, they were there all the time in the reshus of the father. So that counteracts the cheskos haguf. Yes, she was born without mumim, but we see that she has mumim now in the reshus of the father. So maybe, probably it happened in the Rishus of the father even before the Erisin. The Ikal HaMemer, Kan Ha, you call them Erisin. Perakama Nomi, Pluxaya, Benichnasa, the Rishus HaBali. The Machlokas, Ram Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua is only where she's Nichnas, the Rishus HaBal. Where you don't, can't say Kan Nimtzu, Kan Hayu. But if you could say Kan Nimtzu, Kan Hayu, then even Ram Gamliel would admit that that's stronger than the Chazok of the Guf. Ubo Omer Ram Gamliel, Delohura, Chazkos, Chesos, Avia Bekach. Okay, so more Eisli Abaya. So Abaya has a kash on that. Nichnas lo Rishus HaBal, HaBal Sorek lo Haviraya, Sha'ad Shelo Tis'aris Hayu Bamumim. Right? What does the Baal have to bring a raya? That the Mumim came before the Erisin. Otherwise he has to pay her a ksuba. Why does he have to bring a raya that the Mumim were there before the Erisin? All he should have to bring a raya is that the Mumim were there in her father's house before he married her. It could be that he won't be able to prove they were there before the Erisin, but once he can prove they were there in the father's house, even according to Gamliel, we say Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu. Now that we can establish that the Mumim were there already in the father's house, even after the Erisin, we assume they were there even before the Erisin. So he shouldn't have to prove they came before the Erisin. All he should have to prove is that they were there already in the father's house. Bring Adam that they saw them in the father's house. Right? So according to Rava, it shouldn't say that he has to bring proof that they were there before the Erisin. All he has to bring proof is they were in the father's house. That's enough. It doesn't say that. Right? Shachlo tisera toibam woman, eilu v'hoyim michomekotos. Achlo tisaris in, mishi tisaris lo. If he can bring raya that they were in the father's house, but after the erisin, that now we don't say, well, if they were there already in the father's house after the erisin, they probably were there before the erisin, like Rava says. We don't say that. V'amai, leima kan nimtzu kan hoyu. Omar lei, mishi nisarsa, mishum deikala meimel, so Rava answers no. If he can't bring a raya, if she's already in his rishus, and he can't bring a raya that the Mumim were there before the Erisin, right? Mishum deikala meimer chazaka ein ladam shosu bekos elin kein boltko. Then we have another chazaka connected to that. Since he married her, we say that a person isn't machnas a woman to his house till he checks her out. So he must have checked her out, know that there's the Mumim and there's Matthias. So that chazaka goes against the chazaka of kanintzu kanhoyu. Okay. And therefore, if he can't bring a raya that the Mumim were there from before, but if it was before the Nisuin, and we knew that they were in the father's house, then we assume they were there from before the Erisin. Then we say, Kanintzu Kanhoyu. Ay, v'hai rov nefayisu. Ihochi achlo tisaris nami. Right? If that's the case, and even before, what's it called, even if he brought a raya that before the Erisin the Mumim were there, but now he made Nisuin, so you knew about it, and you were Machnasar, and you were Mephias. No, El Amrin, there's another Chazaka. Ain't not a Mephias, but Mumin. People don't usually give in on Mumin. So then we say, he probably didn't know about it. So again, the Sufik, did he know, didn't he know? Were they there, weren't they there? So all these Chazakas, that conflict with each other. So Shaila is, which ones win out? That's the case, and we should say the same thing over here. Why, even though he made Nisuin, right, we don't say Ein Adam, what's it called, Shosa Bekos Achabodko, and he probably checked her out, because we have another Chazaka connected that people are not usually Mephias, Mamumim. Ela Mishinisar, so Mishum Deika Tarte. No. If he can only bring Raya that she had the Mumim after the Erisin, so we have two Chazakas telling me that she does get her Ksuba, and only one Chazaka says not. Why? Tart, Hamid Guf Al Cheskoso. Right, one chazaka tells me that the Mumim came later because she was born without Mumim, and that would say that she deserves a ksuba. The chazaka ain't not him shows to because Shalom came botko, and if it's after the nisuin, she's in the father, the husband's rishus. We say you probably knew about these Mumim and what's it called and accepted them. Right, so two chazakas tell me you better pay a ksuba. And my amras is another chazaka connected that chazaka ain't not him mafayish from Mumim. Right, adarava. We have a chazaka that people don't give in on Mumim, so he probably didn't know about it. And then we could say that it came from before, right? Havi chada, the makom tarti, the chada makom tarti lo amrina. According to Gamliel, the cheskas mamon is not as strong as the cheskas haguf, so that's out of the picture. So we have cheskas haguf, a chazaka that, what's it called, a chazaka that ain't on what's it called shosa because that's your bodko. So he already made nisuin. He probably didn't know about the thing. We have another chazaka that people usually are not mefor, don't give in on the mumim. That's only one. Keneged two. That's why she gets her ksuv. Rashi. Mishan isarsa lo im hevi abal raya shiro ba mumim halalo mishan isarsa. The he older they saw the earth. He could bring a raya that the mumim were there in the father's house after the erusin, not before the erusin. Then why don't we say, since they were there in the father's house, kanimchu kanoyu, even before the erusin? Why should we have to bring a raya that they were there before the erusin? It's enough to bring a raya they were there in the father's house even after the erusin. Lo raya hi. The time mishum kanimchu kanoyu, right? Can't be that that's the difference with kanyum so kanhayu. The afilu bo ladin ba oda bevesavia is for the time of the sefer din emenis. It has to be like we said before that misha shanazu lo shanazu, and the resha is Rabbi Gamliel, and the resha is Rabbi Yeshua, the sefer is Rabbi Gamliel. Omarleino, la olam resha mishum kanim su kanhayuhu. Enochanami. The resha is because since the mumim were found in the father's house, we assume that they were there even before the erusin. Aye, if that's the case, why doesn't the husband have to only bring a raya that they were in the father's house? Mishum esarsa mishum de ikatarte. The hecha shehevi edim shiroba mumim halolo mishum esarsa bebesaviha nishum hochi lav rayahi. If he can only bring a raya that the mumim were in the father's house, but after the erusin, then we won't assume that they were there before the erusin, as long as he made nesuin. Because once he made nesuin, we have other chazakas that at play in the inyan. Why to ikatar to liapus kocha? She has two chazakas to strengthen her taina, and he only has one. Chado hamiraguf al cheskaso. She was born without mumim, so we assume the mumim came at the latest possible time. What are you going to tell me? That chazaka was weakened because kanimtsu kanhoya. We found in the father's house. Maybe it came earlier. No. Chazaka ain't on shosa bekosa on kimbotko. You made nesuin. You probably checked her out before you made the nesuin. There's a chazaka. People don't make nesuin unless they check the woman out. And you probably knew there were women and you gave in on it. Vafilu kan how you call them kedushin zushich nisalachupa vazusha shtias hakos biyadua shabbat kavanol over rovinifayis. Even though you made a condition by the kedushin, you were mochel it when you were made in suin. What are you going to tell me? We have another chazaka. That was, if that's the case, then even if he brings rayas that the movement were there before the erusin, lemaisi is mafayis. No, we have a chazaka. People are not mafayis the movement. So the Gemara says, chadem makam tarte. So if he it's after the nesuin, and he only brings a raya that they were there after erusin in the father's house, there's two chazakas against one. If he can bring a raya that they were there before the erusin, then we have another chazaka that supports him, that people usually don't give in on mumin. Tehemid momen al cheskasa lo amrinan. Tehavi nomi hochetarte, because Rabbi Gamliel doesn't go after the cheskas momen. Ram Gamliel holds that when it comes in conflict with a cheskas guf, cheskas mamon doesn't count. So that we don't count at all. So all these other chazakas come into play, and if the more chazakas on the woman's side, then she gets a ksuba. More chazakas on the husband's side, she doesn't get a ksuba. And if it's an equal thing, then we say, Motsu Mechaveru Loraya.